Simin Shin Chof Aleph, Siv Zayin 3b, Da'ir Yud Aleph, and a little Akdama to Halacha Bechlal. The Beis Yosef in his Akdama writes that Be'etzem, he would have written a Sefer, he's looking for a Rishon to write a Sefer on. He's also writing on the Rambam, he ended up writing a Sefer on the Rambam, Kesef Mishnah. He says the reason why he didn't write it on the Rambam is because the Rambam only brings down one Shita. And therefore for him to bring down all the rest of the Shitas would be very difficult and tedious, and the Sefer would be very long. Therefore he rather chose the Tor as the Sefer to use, because the Tor brings down right with the Shitas of Rishonim. And therefore he just has to fill in the other Shitas and the background of the Gemara and tell you how you're passing it. The Hainu, the Rambam goes, the Rambam makes halacha easy. Really, in his Akdama, the Rambam writes, the Rambam writes that you could read Torah Shavuot, and after you read Torah Shavuot, you just read Mishnah Torah, my Sefer, and you know all the halachas, Kol HaTorah Kula, you need two Svarim, Chamisha Chomshe Torah, and Mishnah Torah of the Rambam. Now, Sover the Sakin, and not all the Rishonim held that he was Masakin, because he didn't write Mekuris for his halachas, and other Rishonim went differently. And lo yimatzino halacha brura b'shum makom, like the Chazal say, Kuf Lamed Ches. B'meila, every shita, every sugi really has machlekes in the Rishonim, and how we learn the sugi and how the halacha is going to come out at the end of the day. B'meila, nisrava machlekes, and there's different shitas in every sugi. Therefore, the Beis Yosef brings down in the Tor. The Tor already brings down rev the shitas. He always, generally, shouldn't say always, because this is one of the sugis that Torah does not go like his father, the Rosh. Since the Nafas makes his father, and it is Shai Tzurchin by Yerachi. Nevertheless, the Torah usually brings down his father's sheet and the other sheets, usually passes like his father. And then we have the Beis Yosef who fills in the rest of the sheets of Rishonim and tells you how he passes. How the Maisa does he pass in? Beis Yosef says that the three Amudei Olam that we have in Psak is the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Now, the Rif and the Rambam, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, and he says, therefore, since we have a Beis Din, which is not shokol, we'll always go like however the Besdin says. If everybody's maskim, matev manoim. If we have machlekes, then we'll go like two out of the three. The problem with that is, like the Ramah points out in the Sakdamah to the Zarek Moshe, is that the Rif and the Rambam come out always go the same way. And that's the minig of the Sfaradim. The Rosh, on the other hand, was from Ashkenaz, and the minig of the Ashkenazim was generally different, often different. The Bali Atesvit, the Bahag, the Shmag, and the Rosh, they were all Ashkenazim, and very often they go different than the Rif and the Rambam. Agav, the Rambam in his Akdama, you're right, that the Rif is right, come out in every place in Shas. I don't think you could find even 10 places in Shas that you could be chiluk on him. The Maaseh probably is chiluk on him more than that. But at the end of the day, Rav Pomim, he goes, the Rambam and the Rif go together. Not only that, the Mechaber very often quotes the Lashon of the Rambam verbatim. He just takes the Lashon of the Rambam, even when there's other Shitas, even sometimes when he doesn't even pass like him. He goes very often, the Rambam is really the Kaveya by Zas Mechaber, and that's how he goes generally. The Zarek Moshe, like he mentioned, he held that the Minig of Ashkenazim was not that way. Therefore, he decided to write a Sefer Zarek Moshe on the Tor, and the Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch, to be able to bring down all the places that the Minig of Ashkenazim is different than the Minig of Sfaradim. Now, often, it's not clear 100% whether or not the Ramah is being Chaylik on the Mechaber. Generally, if he says Yesher Mir is being chaylik, sometimes he doesn't tell you he's being chaylik, just because you could touch up the mechaber not that way. But most often, when he says something, he is telling you he's being chaylik. Now, there's an interesting nekuda, which is I think very wichtig nekuda for all hilchos, all halacha ma'aseh, and that is what the Darkei Moshe writes. The Rama writes in his Akdama to Teres Chatas on Yerideo. Teres Chatas, he says, don't ask me why many times, and you find this very often in the Ramban in Yerideh. Very often he says, I write that b'mokam atzirich or hefsim neruba, you could be mekom. Even though I tell you what the halach is, you could be mekom b'mokam atzirich gadol. The shayla is, what type of business is? If you pay the rabbi enough, so then you get a heter? He says, no, don't ask, that's not shver. Why? Because a lot of times, there's machlekes rishonim, me'ikad adina, I pask in one way, very often like the mechaber. Nevertheless, since there are other shittas are rishonim, but all not the way, I tell you to be choshev other shittas. But mokam atzirich, so then we'll go, ki ikar adedino. But not that we're mattering something just because it's a hefsim neruba. Rather, that is the ikar adedino, or being same upon it. That means already the Ramah says that it's not always so klar how to paskin, and if you could be machmer and get out of the topic, sometimes we look at it as we're not answering the question. You're you're getting out of the problem without answering the question. That's exactly what the Rama does. And we'll see very often that that's, even with the halachas of Teichim, we'll see that that comes up. To get out of the problem, to be Choshesh for other Shitas, if you could do it without a problem, then you might as well, if you can't now. Therefore, very often we'll find, even in Aruch Chaim, that certain things are mokim, are motor, mokim aserich, if you have other tzirufim, aside from the fact that the other tzirufim are akula, but once you have other tzirufim, then we'll already go like Teichim and Dino, and we're not going to be Choshesh for the other Shitas. La halacha lemaisa lemaisa, we have the Mishnah Berura. The Aruch HaShulchan was also a poetic offering that went through all the halachas. And the uniqueness about the Aruch HaShulchan is that the Aruch HaShulchan was also a Rav. And therefore you'll find many times that even though the Mishnah Berura is machmer in something, the Aruch HaShulchan is meikel because of many goyim. One of them is in Teichin, we'll see, by a hakmeter. It says his lashon is, let's quote his lashon, Loma nirma shebenet Yisrael oisa shalei kedin. Why should we say that they're doing shleikedin? Mishnah Berurah says, "Lahed, they're doing shleikedin." He says, "Why should we say they're doing shleikedin? If it could be meilat tev, it could be mirah heter for them, then we will." Lalach lamaisa b'fashtus. We go generally with the Mishnah Berurah. Generally, the Mishnah Berurah goes some in kol yapsak. Most often, if we have machleikis between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, or the Shach and the Taz, we go like the Magen Avraham connect the Taz, the Shach connect the Taz. Punct over here. We're going to see not that way at the beginning. If there's a lot of achronim that go connected the Magen Avraham, we're not going to go like the Magen Avraham connected the Taz. Very often, Mishnah Berurah also, in addition to quoting the Magen Avraham, which he quotes most Magen Avraham, he also quotes Shulchan Aruch Rav very often. Not always does he quote him by name. He quotes him verbatim very often, and even in Teichin. And he just doesn't tell you that that's who he's quoting, but very often that's how he goes, he's Machriya Alach Lamaisa. Also, the Goyin is a big Machriya, Mishnah Berurah says, in his Akdom, he says that the Goyin was big enough to be Machriya, and therefore very often use the machron, as we will see also in Teichin. I try, when we learn the halach lamaisa, to give a final psak. That means that even the things that Mishnah Berurah did not discuss, I try to discuss and try to come up with a final psak. As with everything, I don't know if there's one aspect that we'll discuss that is not a machlekes apleisim. It's not a machlekes apleisim, yesh eisim, yesh matirin. And very often yesh eisim, and kilon, yesh matirin, it's mutar lechatchilo. How do you decide who to choose from? That's a very difficult question. How do you decide who to pass in life? If it's clear to you when you learn the sugyo, matayv manayim. For those of us that it's not, how do we choose? Very often what I like to choose, I used to have passed by all my questions when I first started the Chabura, by Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, and every week I would have kviyas and ask him all my questions, and that's how I went. That's just to have one mahalach. I don't have that yichurlis as of now. Therefore, there are certain things that I try to do with Varmahim, or that I've seen, that I've heard, but I don't always do that. What I try to do is usually what the Minhag HaOlam is, what it seems that the Minhag HaOlam is. If you could be Machmer without too much of a, if you want to, even though the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel, if you want to be Machmer, the Chapa is another sheet like the Dr. Moshe says in the Teres Chassas. If you could do it in a way that you'll Chapa even the Machmerim, so Matay Manam, you might as well do it like that also. Anybody that wants one way, so then there's Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa, there's Aruch HaShabbos, Ramosha, Dafki, and Teichin, and another Malachas. There's a lot of Malachas that are in Chelek Dalet, Ayin Dalet, in Aruch Chaim, and Rafalk, for those that are know, and the Shabbos Kitchen, Rabbi Rubian. You could take one safer if you want at the end, just go through it and go Halach Lamaisa if there's anything which is unclear. B'zei Chilu. Siv Zayin. Mutter Ladach Balblin Afilu Harbe Yachan V'hushi Yadeichem Mekata Shal Takan Mekar. The Machaber is quoting the Gemara in Kuf Mem Aleph that it's mutter to crush Balblin, which are her peppercorns. K'seis HaShulchan, in the Chaim No, the Sefer K'seis HaShulchan, Bade HaShulchan, on the bottom, he goes through what is Balblin B'chlal. There's all different types of Balblin peppers, are they hot peppers, peppercorns? The Pasha says we're talking about something that you need to crush up. It's like a peppercorn, which is hard, small, round ball, and you're crushing it up. You need the back of a knife and a karo. Now, Shah in the Mechaber is the heard that you need both of them. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, he says that you don't need both a kata shaltakin of a karo, either a kata shaltakin or a karo is enough. Now, he's saying that, like he himself says, that's Shah in the Rambam. The Mechaber Lehedya in the Beis Yosef says not that way. He says, even when you're using a kata de sakin, you still cannot do it in a masteshes, you have to do it with a kara. Clearly, he's learning that you need two shinuyim. You need also what you're crushing with and the thing that you're crushing on top of or inside of. Beis Yosef says that you need It could be. It doesn't make a difference. I didn't say three shinui. You need. I don't know if you need two shinui. You need two different things. Master Shekel says, "Lahedin the basis. You need three shinui." Shabbos learns that way. You need three shinui. You need. I'm sorry. You don't need. Not else the din of three shinui. You need a difference. You can't use the regular crushing implement, whether you're crushing and the thing that you're crushing inside of. The shaila is, where does this come from? The Magen Avraham is a good time. We don't see anywhere in the Gemara that you need to trace shinui. The Gemara says you're allowed to use a katan zakin. Moreover, the Beit Yosef Alein, a few lines later, after he brings up this lashon of the Rambam, he says, he asks the question that the Rishonim asked, Shibali Lekit, where do we ever find that a shinui matters something the chatchilah? We always find that shinui takes something from the right to the rabbanon. Where do we ever find that a shinui matters something the chatchilah? Zokter, Shibuy Lelekit says, we find such a thing by Burr, the same idea by Burr, that when you do Burr, Benapa Kfar, which is the way to do Burr, Chayef Hatos, and when you use a Kanabatam Choy, like a funnel or a big plate, which assists the Maisa Brera, but it doesn't actually perform it in the best possible way, then it's not the Miyuchad Kli, then you're Chayef Midarabanan, it's also Midarabanan. If you use Biyad, that's considered a Shinu Gomer, and it's Mutalech Atchila. Shinu Gomer, the way that I understood it, it's all this learning like this also means that it's two steps away. It's a shinui on a shinui kiyum. Or shinui gomer means it's so vice from the original iser of chazal, whichever way you're going to learn it, the nekuda is that you're not choshish that you're going to come to the iser, every iser darban is because of choshish that you're going to come to the iser daraisa. Kokama that it's so vice and so removed from the iser daraisa, then there's no kshash that you're going to come to the iser daraisa. Chazal, no reason to answer it. It's a kilu amilsad lo shrichal gazar barban. We're never going to come to the iser daraisa. Therefore, Chazal never answered such a case. They said it's even mutar lechatchila. Kum tais lachur lefi that. Agav, it's a little bit interesting, the heter that he says, that the same way by burr, it's mutar, because it's a shinui gomer, it's over here. Lachur by burr, the reason why it's mutar is not because it's a shinui gomer. It's not because you're using your hand. How do I know? Because you're not allowed to do burr for lachar zman. Are you allowed to do burr with your hand for lachar zman? If you're telling me that burr is a shinui gomer when you do it with your hand, so you should do it with lachazman. We know that you're not going to do lachazman, you only do it for lalter. Elamai, the reason why it's mutter is like the Rambam says, because that's considered derech achila. When you do it for lalter, it's considered derech achila. Not because it's a shinui gomer. So I saw in the Eizvah Hadar Mishnah Berurah, the Matzayin, that the Shibuy Lelekit, if you look inside, the Shibuy Lelekit is quoting Rabbeinu Yishaya, the Riz. Rabbeinu Yishaya says in Sefer Machriya, says that if you use your hand for lachazman, then it's not considered a shinui. Why? Because that's the derech to be burr. For lachar zman, you do al yad. You have a little bit now, you do it for later. A little bit later, you'll do a little more. That's the derech to use a yad. The truth is, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know why he's not mitzayin it, but the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yutes really says the same thing. He says, "Deroy v'nyani Shin Yutes have katan yud. Roy v'nyani brera hu al achar zman. Va'oz haderech liver b'chol davar afilu b'yodim. The derech is to do it b'chol davar afilu b'yodim. That is the derech. It's not considered a shinu b'chol." Kum tais, we have a shinui gomer, then it's mutter. We don't find too many places that we have a shinui gomer that matters. Burr is one, teichen is one, and lush is one. I don't think we have any more than that we matter al yidei shinui. Matter lechatchila al yidei shinui. Kum tais, lachar, we have mafurisha gemara that says that you're allowed to be duck palpitant, you had to smash palpitant with a katas sakin. It doesn't say you have to switch in not use the machteshes. The Beis Yosef Alein says you have a shinui gomer. Lachar, mamikur zechoser. What happens that you shouldn't be able to use machteshes? The Chura, that was the reason. Magen Avraham learns that you don't need Lulim Estefina Mina. That's why the Taka seems to say that the reason why you can't use Maktesh is not because you need Trei Shinuye. The reason why you need Maktesh is because you shouldn't be over the Chol. Trei Shinuye means that if you don't have Trei Shinuye, you're being over on Isser Teichin. Over the Chol means there is no Isser Teichin over here. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to do it with a Kli, which is Miyuchat for Tchino, because that's the problem of the Chol. What exactly over the Chol is? Book information, Chelik Dalet, Ayin Dalet, and Teichen, he explains it beautifully. I'm not going to answer it now. Over the Chol, Mishnah Berurah says, something which you use generally for Malacha, Bechol, that's the way that you use the Malacha, the Kli, to perform this Malacha, which is on Shabbos, Bechol, then you shouldn't use it on Shabbos. So mainly you're not allowed to use a Machtesha. The Rosh Shabbos, on the other hand, he learns, no, you need Trei Shinuyin. Taka Trei Shinuyin, Machtesha, Shaka says, Das Beisis, if you need Trei Shinuyin. What's the Pshat? I'm not clear what the pshat is. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to be medayik in the Rashi there. La'loch l'maisa, how does Mishnah Berurah paskin? Mishnah Berurah seems to say, Pirish, Bekaira, Avalo yodach bekata shal sakin machteshes, Af deshin b'mashadok bekata shal sakin, Biko mogu machteshes, Mechzei ku uvda odecho. It's not because of Trei Shinui, it's Mechzei ku uvda odecho. The only problem is the next line. Ruadin, the doch bakata agabi shulchan, or bishulei kli, agabi shulchan. Even if you don't use the carry, use the shulchan. That's also mutter. The have trei shinuyi. Because it's trei shinuyi. So you could say trei shinuyi just means to say that it's a shinuyi and this and shinuyi and that, all of the default. The problem is that everybody else in the achronim that use the lashon of trei shinuyi, we're all referring to that you need trei shinuyi al tzeichen, not al tzeichen dechol. It's not too much of a difference because generally people do not use a machteshes for grinding, and anytime that person is going to grind with his knife, he's generally not going to use machteshes. Where is it maybe yes and again? Is can you do that on a cutting board? I did see somebody that mentioned that a cutting board should be problematic. So you crush something on top of a cutting board. I was bothered that the miniga oilim is to use a cutting board on Shabbos. However, it's really not such a shayla because most people are not doing teichin when they're using the cutting board. You're not doing a melechas teichin b'chlal. You're cutting up with pieces that are big enough that are not melechas teichin, therefore it's not a problem. It would mean that if you wanted to crush something up, you wanted to use the back of a knife to crush up your nuts, to put into to sprinkle on top of your ice cream, whatever it is, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it on a cutting board. However, the chur, a cutting board is not something which is miyuchad for tchino. You use it to cut up all different types of things with all different types of sizes. It's not miyuchad l'tchino. That's what I found in Zohar Shoma from Falk that Itaka says in the new Maduro that a cutting board is not a problem, it's not miyuchad l'tchino, and therefore it's mutter to use it on Shabbat. Yesh, just to be ma'ur and nekuda on this Kapit Sakino, the Beis Yosef brings down a smack that says, probably it's the same thing, smack that says that even though it's mutter to use the Kapit Sakino, what do you mean? The Gemara tells you lehedi that it's mutter. What do you mean? Yeshli zor v'zem mishum maris ayin. Something which is mutter lehedi, or because somebody else might not know that it's mutter. Famous story is Ramesha, that Ramesha was once driving in a car. It's printed in a tshuva. He was driving in a car after lich benchin, and somebody gave him mutter. What are you doing? You're not allowed to drive in a car after lich benchin. So Ramesha writes back to him and says, "Thank you for giving me mutter. I appreciate that there's still people that give seichachol. However, you happen to be wrong." Because it was 11 minutes before Shkiyon, and there's no Isser after Lech Benchon, it wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, maybe my wife was, that wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, and the fact that people don't know that it's Mutter, there's no problem with Maratayim, because people are Maratim, and they don't know that this thing is Mutter, that's not Maratayim. The problem is when they know that it's Isser, and it's not clear what you're doing, are you doing that Isser or not? However, you're eating a hot dog in McDonald's. So people know that not eating McDonald's, you're not. They just don't know. They can't tell what you're doing. Here, the halacha is, it's clear. It's clear what you're doing. They just don't know what the halacha is. That's not a problem, Marasayin. L'chor, it's clear. It's Mefurish Gemara that it's Mutter. L'chor, where's the Marasayin? I didn't find the Klarazach. But look at the Safina Mino. There, what we said beforehand, we don't find anything else in the Torah, any other malacha, that there's a shinui which matters it in Gansen. That you could do a shinui and then matters it totally. It always takes it from a Daraisa to a Darabon. It never makes a Mutter L'chatchila. By Bur, we do find it. We don't find that they say to be Nizar. But that's because you're doing it with your hand. It's clearly defined that the ma'isa achila is no chash and people are going to come to make a mistake. However, when you're using a kli, you're using the back of a knife to grind something, there it looks like you're doing a shinui. And it looks like people are going to say, oh, you're doing a shinui. A shinui can master something. You're using a kli to do a shinui that can master something in the ma'isa. And they're going to come, yesh nizar b'shem mishum marasayin. It's the only place that we have that using a kli is mutter l'chatchila just because of a shinui. Therefore, Kinzayin Yesh Dizarvish, Lalach Lamaisa, it's not brought down the Mechaber, the Bach quotes it, it's not brought down the Mechaber, the Reza Kelim Mishnah Brura, and Lalacha, we're not Chreshish, the Menigar Elim is to be made. Mishnah Brura says at the end, I'll just clarify one thing, I said it last week also, but I just clarified, any question which is, there's something which I said which is not understandable, or is wrong, please stop me in the middle. Any what ifs or pshat, just because we're limited with the time, if I could please push it off to the end, that would be appreciated. Okay. Please feel free, if there is something which is wrong, please feel free to speak up. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Kosva Achreinim, the Dafka Bekata Tesakinu, the Tzir Lode Chapalpunin, Avalach Techesom Besakin Daktach, Oster. Kamoid B'Yarek. He quotes the Magen Avraham that says, if you have these peppercorns you want to cut up with a knife, that's us. The same way you're not allowed to cut up cucumbers and peppers with a knife, dak dak. You're not allowed to cut up peppercorns with a knife, dak dak. And like some of the other mass, the chur is tamuah, because that's not the derech. The derech, when you want to take a peppercorn and make it small into finely ground pepper, you don't cut it with a knife. You put it into a grind, you grind it. You grind it with something, you smash it with something, but you don't cut it up with a knife into little pieces. And Betzim the Ksesha Shalom Chaim Noah, he's Matamiya. Tzarech Yengal, he's Matamiya on the Magen Avraham. He says, L'chur, this is a Shinui Lekata Tesakino. And the Melech should be Mutter. He says, Ulai, B'doichi Kesh Leimar, since you're cutting it up with a knife, and when you cut up with a knife, generally it is a problem of Tzarech and L'chol Prachas Midrabanan. So it's not nicker in the Maisa that you're doing, even though the thing that you're doing is too, it's nicker, but in the Maisa that you're doing, it's not nicker. Therefore, he says, Ken Zayin, it's problematic, and therefore, you should not do it. If you want to do a La'alter, is it going to be Mutter? That's a Sharatin. He quotes the Eli Rabba. He says, L'chur it's Machloikis. He says, the same way that we say that you're allowed to cut up vegetables for La'alter, Dak Dak. So it's over here, you should be able to do this, Dak Dak. However, Eliyahu Rabba, he says, Eli Rabba Nishu B'Zeh B'Tzarachin. Eli Rabba's Nishu B'Tzarachin. What's the Tzarachin? Actually, Eli Rabba doesn't say what the Tzarachin is. If you look inside. But if you look at the Prima Gondam, Prima Gondam says that by spices, who says that you have a heter of the altar? The heter of the altar is only by when you cut up a food to eat at the altar. However, when you're cutting up a spice, you're not eating the spice, you're using the spice to spice something else, then Kenza, you don't have the heter of the altar. Why not? Why don't you have the heter of the altar? That's what Prima Gondam says, Mitzani. Shall us why? We learn out the heter of the altar, the Rajba says, we learn out the heter of the altar from bird. By bird, I'm allowed to do it whether or not it's food, whether or not it's a non-food item. If I want to take out my socks from a pile of socks, am I allowed to take out what I want from the ones that I don't want to use right now? Yes, I'm allowed to. Why? That's burr. You're allowed to do it even if it's a non-food item. So what, as long as the ishtamshis is right now, that's beseder. So why can't I, the teichen, we should say the same thing. I should be able to grind it up to be able to do ishtamshis right now. I'm not eating the pepper, the hot pepper, whatever, brown, black pepper. But I'm going to put it into my pot. And therefore, the assumption is right now it should be mutter. L'chur the pshat is like the Rajman from the Tshuva. The Rajman Tshuva says when he says it, when he matters it, he says the reason why it's mutter for the altar is because lo yosra atero, the Torah didn't tell you how to eat your pieces with chatichas ketanis. The Torah, you have to cut up your piece of chicken. You can't stick the whole piece of chicken, the whole challah, whatever it is, in your mouth at once. The Rajman's challah is also awesome. So you have to cut it up. The Torah didn't tell you the size of the piece. They told you you can't grind it and switch it, pulverize it and switch it into a different matzias. But to cut something up into bigger pieces or smaller pieces, that's the Torah didn't limit you, and therefore it's mutter. That's all considered derech achila. That is only a svara when you're eating. When you're cutting it up to eat it, that's it. When it's not a svara for, we can't be, you want to take the svara and extrapolate that so too it should apply for any ishtamshis, l'chura lav dafka, you have the svara of the Rajba when it's referring to ishtamshis. When I eat it, we can look at it as a chilek of achila. I'm cutting it up, so I should be able to put it into my mouth. Therefore, I look at it as all nitval to the ma'isa achila. However, in a case where I'm not cutting it up to put it into my mouth, I'm cutting it up to use it for something else, then it's not nitzvah, and therefore it's aser. And that's how all the place can go, that kokama, that it's not l'tzerich for achila, then it's aser, even for l'alter. How do I know? Mishnah Berurah only says it. Mishnah Berurah says it, that you're not allowed to chew, even though you're allowed to take peanuts and chew them in your mouth and swallow them, or chew them in your mouth and give it to a kid, because that's not considered teichen, that's all considered derech achila. It says the Mishnah Berurah later on, you're not allowed to take komun, which is a spice, and chew it up to be able to use it b'shas ma'isa for a bris milah for the baby. If not for the fact the Chazal mastered it, the Darabanan, because the tzarech milah. But if it wouldn't be for the fact that they mastered it, be'etzim, you chewing it up to use for something else other than eating it would be problematic. The shaila is, you're using it for shtamshas for right now. Why shouldn't it be mutter? That should be la'alter. Elamai, there's no heter of la'alter kokama that you're not using it to eat. According to the Chazon Ish, that never masters grinding for the altar. Maybe you don't have a raya. So, but without that lechura, this din of the altar only masters when you're using it to eat it. L'alach l'maisa, it seems with regard to spices, the Mishnah Berurah is mitzaded. It seems like he's being mitzaded like the goyim. It says chein mashma bir agro. It says lechura should be mutter l'altar chein mashma bir agro. And the Eli Rav is nishu b'tzarachin. Nishu b'tzarachin ain't solving with midevada. The goyim is machria lechura. He seems to be saying that cut up spices, not to use for something, using it to spice your food is also considered a tzarech of achila, and therefore that's why it's mutter. But in economy, it's not a tzarech of achila, it's going to be awesome. What is considered a kata de sakino? It's lav dafka kata de sakin. L'chur also applies to a kata of a fork and a kata of a spoon. There's no difference in a sakin or anything else. Not only that, within the safin amina, it applies even to the blade of the knife. If you're not cutting with the sharp part of the blade, you're cutting with the side, you're mashing with the side. L'chur, what's the difference between the side or the back? Kenzan, even the back is easier to use than the side. Chazon Ish is magdir, the katas is akina, the reason why it's mutter. I know I'm always going to get in trouble. from the professional. It's flatter, but it's harder. You have more weight. What's that? In order to smash it with the side of an knife? Okay, no side of the knife. That's the way that you do it. For those that I don't know that makes it into that's not going to be considered a deraisa. They do talk about any time that something is a derech, even if you're using a shini, for example, you're taking clods of earth and you're mashing it in between your fingers. Since that's the derech, therefore it's kenzani. You're going to be chayv even deraisa. The shaila is, can you say that by peppercorns or by garlic, whatever it is, that's the way to smash it? Not to use an implement. I would think that it is. I can't go connected to the professional. Okay? Using the back of a knife, using the back of a fork, using the back of a spoon, is mutter l'chor, there's no difference between them. Now, to use the front of a spoon, l'chor, should be a shinui, depending on what you're doing. The Rosh Hashanah says, if you want to use the front of a knife, pork, I'm sorry, do the regular, the top, the tines of the fork to smash a banana. There he says, that's the derech to smash the banana, and therefore it's problematic. However, to smash peppercorns like that, I don't know that that's the derech. Then that is considered a shinui. Once again, we'll hear it. That is considered a shinui. L'chor, that is considered a shinui. That many people do not use, and therefore it should be a shinui. Not only that, the front of a spoon also. Shinui gadol. Shinui gadol.
Why are you that have to do with shinui?
Something you have to find something which is, for example, using the front of a spoon when you want to mash a banana. So you, like the Shmir Shabbos Chassid points out, he says he was married this to Rosh Hashanah Zalman. He says it's harder to mash with the back of a spoon, with the front of a spoon, than with the back of a spoon. But since the front of the spoon is rounded, therefore it's not as easy to mash. And therefore the back of the spoon would be more of the derech than the front of the spoon. I don't know that he's coming to say that you can't use the back of the spoon, but l'chor, anything like that, Chazanish says lahezia, that using any back of the, any of the cutlery is not a problem. Anything which is not l'chor, that is the mashmoyis actually of the Shubel Erelechet. He's saying that you're using a modach shel aven, a modach shel etz. You're not even using that, you're using a totally different implement just to smash it, then it doesn't really make a difference what it is that you're using, as long as it's not the derech, as long as that's not the derech to use it, then l'chor it should be
mutter. Because you've got one shinui right.
Right? In a case where that's not a shino, you don't use a modach shel aven to mash your bananas, then you're getting into problems. Can't that a fork? It's not a shini b'chlam. Or
that would. But she did, not that the shini gum were with the fork and the banana. If you use the back of a fork, it's only one shini.
Very good. That Ramesh's ma'er. We'll have to get to that. Ramesh's ma'er.
We're not focusing for the plate either. There is not met, before you mash your shini gum, where you mash with.
Because that's different, not something which is miyuchad for tchim. That's for sure not a problem. That's true. Correct. Yeah. I agree. Correct. He is ma'ir though. If you're going to say that it's usher, then using a fork is usher for mashing a banana, then using the back of a fork is only one shinui. As a fact. We'll get to that. That is Sif Zayin. Sif Chet. Ein koitzes in melach b'modach shel eitz, aval merasek hu b'yad shel sakin, hu b'eitz hapor v'ein choshesh. You're allowed to smash it biyad shel sakin, the salt, but you're not allowed to, or with the etzapar. Etzapar is generally translated as the big wooden spoon, mixing spoon. Ve'en ochoshesh. Hagov adafka melech agasna zarmo, av melech shoy yedak mitchila v'en izbasho v'en asapititin, mutzer l'chotchei b'sakin, k'moy shechotech hapas. The same way that we'll see in Sifyut Beis, says zarmo, that salt, that something which was already tochen, ein teichen achar teichen, so too by salt, which was stuck together, idea that moisture in the air got clumped together, there's no problem to smash that because ain't techen achar techen. Just two nekudas I want to point out for the hemshich. One of them is the first Mishnah Berurah. The first Mishnah Berurah says, kol shekein b'mazor shel evin is aser, to be yuchid yoyis l'zichah. You're not allowed to grind up, when you're not allowed to grind up salt, not only are you not allowed to use a mazor shel eitz, you're also not allowed to use any other thing which is miyuchid. V'afilu daite litin la'alter hamelech letavshel, Gamkin Ostabishnaim. You're not allowed to use a machteshe to grind up salt, even if you want to put it in you want to use it right now. Why? Kivun dehem yuchodim ledicho. The reason why the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to grind up something for the Tzarech la'altar is because you're not allowed to use a kli which is miyuchad ledicho. He didn't say that there's no heter of grinding for la'altar. He says that the heter to grind la'altar with a kli miyuchad lekach is problematic. Now, bear in mind for the hemshech. The second akuda is, with regard to sugar, He says, Mishabura says, Kosa prima godam, the tzukr gam kein dinuk my melach. That sugar also has the same type, same halachas as this melach. There are different types of melach. Like they point out, there are different types of melach. Some which were not ground, some which are ground. Generally the ones that we have were ground already, except for those professionals, once again, that use all types of salt. To grind those salts wouldn't be a problem. To if it got clumped together, the salts, it's a new salt shaker before Shabbos, you want to grind it so it should be able to come out, it's not a problem. Pashas, you could even put rice inside, like we spoke about by Burr. And that also wouldn't be a problem with Burr. The same thing applies to sugar that got clumpy, you're allowed to grind it up. Now, let's say you want to take the sugar and you want to smash it up to turn it into a confectionery sugar. You want it to be mamasha powder. Do we say the same thing over there? Or do we say, no, that was never nitchan. We never found that was nitchan before, and it's crushed into small pieces, even though you have to know how sugar is created. It's maybe crystallized from a liquid. But it was never nitchan beforehand, and therefore, since it was never nitchan, even though if it gets clumped together, a lot of different granules, you can break it up into individual granules, but those individual granules, l'chur, you should not be able to smash to be able to sprinkle on top of your donut for Hanukkah. Now we'll get to also the hemshich.
With the heter of grinding here, just the knife.
We'll get to that. Sif Tef. Mutter lachteich basar mavushal eitzli. Mutter lachteich basar mavushal eitzli dak tak bistakin. You're allowed to cut up basar mavushal or tzli, which is roi lachila as is, with a sakin. Aval also lachteich dak tak basar chadish ne'erifism, which is not roi lachila unless you cut it up, is like raw meat for birds. The hoil v'inan yuchayn lecho b'lai chituch kamash v'lai eichu. Since they're not able to eat it without chituch, therefore, your mashvelei oichel. Now, pshan in this halacha, the makar for this halacha is the Trumas Hadeshin, like we saw. The Trumas Hadeshin says, "Ein chine ela begdulei karka." Now, even though he says "Ein chine ela begdulei karka," he goes on a few lines later and he says that if you want to cut up raw meat, which is not begdulei karka for birds, that's problematic because you're making it edible for them, and therefore that's considered arkin, therefore it's problematic. The Hainu, even though it's not Kedula Karaka, there are times that the Trumas Hadeshin Aleim didn't want to be Mekel. And that seems the way the Ramah goes, and the way the Mishabura speaks it out, is that the only time that we're going to be Mekel by do something which is not Kedula Karaka is Dafka in a case where it's Oichlin. It already has a shame Oichlin, you could eat it as is, therefore, we have, forget the Trumas Hadeshin, we have Toysus and the Rosh and other Shitas of the Rishonim that hold that there's no Teichim Bechlal. So Memela, Betziruf that, will be able to be master something as long as it's not gedule karka, regular meat, not gedule karka, and it's eichlin, therefore we're going to master it. But if you have a case where it's not eichlin as is, rather it's not right to be eaten unless you cut it up like raw meat for birds, then in a chanami you're shafting it, it doesn't have the heterotasis of eichlin, therefore it's going to be usher to cut it up, even though it's not gedule karka. L'chur, the reason why it's usher is because of teichin, because we don't have the heter of teichin. Now, it's a little bit shver, like the Be'er Lachos Mer, like the Lashon of the Ramah is, the reason why it's us is because Kamash V'lei Oichel, and the Taz, and the Gurin, and the Mer, that L'chari later on, Shem Chav Dalad, we see that there is no problem Kamash V'lei Oichel. However, the Mishabura seems to go like the Magan Avram, that the reason why it's us there is because of Teichin. L'alach L'maisa, the Mishabura does seem to go like this, Paskin, like the Shumas Hadeshin, that Ein Tchina L'Gdulei Karaka, but you need the Tziruf of the fact that it's Oichelin, even by people who are pricing the tefillah of Haman, not even because you do like karka. Still, Blavachi is pricing the tefillah the ancient Achina by Eichlin. We have like two svaras together, do like karka and Eichlin. Now, for sure, Lechura, in a case where we're talking about something which is not gedule like karka, certainly like fish, the zikr no problem. Fish is not gedule like karka, it's not nizainus mina karka, it's in the water. Therefore, certainly by fish, tuna fish, there's no problem to be taking your tuna fish to mash it up. Because ein chino ela begdulei karka, and this is something which is roy as is, and therefore, or whatever it is was done to it, and therefore there's no problem to mash it up. With regard to hydroponics, stuff that's grown on the water, do we say that that's like a fish? Or do we say, no, lemaisa, it's the same stuff. It's all lettuce, it's all the same vegetables as grow on the ground, and therefore we're going to have the same teichin. It's all. Yisrael had a Maramokim, Yisrael Silliman in his Dor Malachim, and a Maramokim from Berkowitz, and he's asked this question, and he said, no, hydroponics is not, that's all the same min, and therefore, Kol Kamadah is going to be Shaykh Tzeichin by this, it's going to be Shaykh by that. It all has the same min, Kol Kamadah, that's the Derech there, it's going to be the Derech here, it's going to be problematic, it's going to be a problem of Tzeichin. What's the story with mushrooms? So, the Both Reb Shimon Eider, he actually, when he talks about it with regard to Teichin, he sends you to Kreitzer and he sends you to Ma'amir, that in both of those cases, he's Mitzadid, he brings down, it's really Machlekes Achreinim, it's really Machlekes Rishenim also, whether or not mushrooms, which don't really grow in the ground, are considered Gedulei Karaka. He is Machmer, Reb Shimon Eider is Machmer in the Sefer, that they are Nechshavim Gedulei Karaka, that he says Egli Tal is Machmer. The Rosh Yosef, who is the Prima Gadim, is Mekel. He goes, he's Leite L'Hachmer. The Orch HaShabbos also is Machmer. He says, since it's Machlekes Rishenim, Yesh L'Hachmer, that they're Gedulei Karaka. The only question is, why should we Machmer? The Mishnah Brura says that even if you hold, even though there are places that hold that a behemoth is considered Gedulei Karaka, if it's Eichlin, it could be Mekel. So too, we have the same Machlekes over here. We have Machlekes whether or not mushrooms are considered Gedulei Karaka. And even if it is Gedulei Karaka, L'Chur, they're really to eat as is. L'Chur, I don't know where the Makom to be Machmer is. L'Chur, we have the Sar of the Mishnah Brura to be Mekel. That's with regard to Gedulei Karaka. Sif Yud. Osir Ligra Gavina B'Shabbos B'Murri Choriz Bal Pepiris. As was pointed out, it was mentioned in the after this past week. For those that were paying attention, I think you're on the tournament. You're not allowed to use a grater to grate cheese. This is the makor of this halacha, is the Tshuvas Rivash. He says that you're not allowed to grate it with grate cheese with a grater, kli, which is miyuch lekach. The shayla is why you're not allowed to use it. Lachura and sif tes, which is a sif just before it, the mechaber pastims, ain't chinah lebidule karka. Lachura, there's no difference between cheese and meat. Even cheese, which is very, very hard, but you can chew on, like the Mishnah Berurah says, you could eat it. It's right to eat as is. Therefore, l'chura, it's a shver, it's a stir minei ubei between sif tes and sif yud in the mechaber. Is there tchina b'gedulei karaka? Is there no tchina b'gedulei karaka? So, l'chura, the reason why it's mutter is because, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that was machreis the Mishnah Berurah to learn, that the reason why it's aser is because of ovdin d'chol, not because of teichin, rather because of ovdin d'chol. The people that are murder, that l'chura, that Tam doesn't shtim also, as we see in the Ramah, in Hilchos Yontif. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. What's maybe more problematic is the fact that L'chur, if you look at the Rav Ashi side says, is mashma, that the reason why it's aser when you're using a kli miyuch lekach is because it's like burr. The same way that by burr, the right, he says, what's the Rashba? The Rashba learns that teichin for l'altar, he learns teichin out of burr. The same way that teichin, burr is mutter for l'altar, teichin is also mutter for l'altar. Nevertheless, if you do burr l'altar with a kli, then it's aser. Not only is it aser, chayav chatos. That's aser midaraisa when you use the kli. So it's the same thing, l'chur by teichin. Even though if you do teichin with a knife, then it's not problematic. But if you use a kli miyuch lekach, then you're running into a l'chur and iser teichin, not iser ovdin d'chol. However, the Mishnah Berurah, and then if that would be the case, that it's al teichin, l'chur wouldn't shtim with the last halacha of sif tes, which is a p'china l'gedulei karaka. Kinir, the Mishnah Berurah understood that we're taking the rivash halfway. The Hainu, the etzem halacha of the rivash we're taking, but not for the reason of the rivash, rather because of the reason of ovdin d'chol.
Maybe because
it's not shy of teichin mechiz, because it's not gedulei karaka. The problem is the Rav Ashi understood that it is shayach. He was saying that when you use a kli miyuch lekach, then you're going to have it. And you're going to have the teichin. It's not out of the burr. Right? It shells to the burr. The same way that by burr, if you use a kli miyuch lekach, even when it's mutter, when you use a kli miyuch lekach, it becomes asur al burr. So to over here, by teichin, he wants to say the same thing. No, we're not saying that. We're not saying that it becomes asur al teichin. We're saying it's asur al teichin within the chol. You get to yontif. But when he came to asur, the chatchila, why should? That's one of the orders that they ask really on the Ramah. The Ramah matters it. The Ramah matters it in. I'm going to get to. Is Machmer. At the beginning, when he says, though, when he quotes the Rashba, he's being choshish for the. He's being choishish for the iser of teichin. I don't know. Lav dafka. He doesn't have to hold the truma sedeshin. He doesn't have to hold it. What? That's the shed. Okay. That's the shed. What? He quotes the time of the rush later, but that's because he's talking about Nakaduli Karka. Yeah. But by Kaduli Karka. It's only us also in the call. There's no Isser. There's no Israel Teichin. The Shita's a Mishnah Berurah, the Shita's a Mechaber, because we're handling something which is not Gedulei Karka. Nevertheless, since it's a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, therefore there's a problem of Ovdin L'Chol. Now the Shaila is, what's considered a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach? Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, where Moshe was asked this question, and he says, are you allowed to use an egg slicer to slice an egg? Is that considered a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach? So, as Moshe himself says, he says that Bechlal, I don't hold that the slices of eggs are a problem of Teichin in the first place, as we'll talk about in a minute. But even for what he says, that's not considered a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach. It's making it easier for you to slice the egg, but that's not Ovdin L'Chol. The way that Rav Moshe's Magdir Ovdin L'Chol is that Ovdin L'Chol is something where we see when you use the Kli that there's a Kviyas going on. It's not just a Davar which is Arai. You're using it as you're eating your food because it's easier to do that. It looks like you're sitting down to do this Malacha. When you're sitting down to do this Malacha, that's like a Kviyas, that's a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach. That is a problem of Ovdin L'Chol. An egg slicer, you're not sitting down to anything. That's just the way that you eat your egg. You bring it out to the table. It's not prepared in the kitchen. That's how you do it. Therefore, he matters it. Shlomo Zalman also matters it. Also matters the egg slicer. They matter cheese slicer for the same reason. If you have a brick of cheese and you want to slice it with a cheese slicer, also not a problem. Once again, that's behelim the fact that L'Chol is not a problem of Teichin in the first place. We're not handling a mice of Teichin in the first place. Because even if it's thin, L'Chol is not thin on all sides. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, a masher L'Chol is a problem, is a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach. If you want to use a garlic press crusher or a potato masher, one of these things, these are miyuchad for mashing and miyuchad for crushing, and therefore they are considered Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, and one may not use them on Shabbat. The Mishnah Berurah brings down later on that there's this hakmesser. A hakmesser, he's mitzadet, he's not sure what the story with the hakmesser is. It's considered a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, maybe there's different dargas of miyuchad L'Kach, he says in the Bir Halacha, it's not mamish miyuchad L'Kach. What is a hakmesser? Not exactly clear. I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan that he says that a hakmesser is a knife with a rounded blade. It says that the blade is rounded. Somebody told me today that they have special knives like this. I'm sure people can tell me. That have two handles and it's rounded at the bottom, and that's mamish what people use, professionals use, to dice up vegetables. You run it back and forth, and it dices up the vegetables very small. That could be maybe a hakmesser, that's mitzadin. It was about this. As the Aruch HaShulchan says, that Loma Neymar, Shabbat Yisrael, Eitz Shalei Kedim. Why do I have to say it? It's just a knife. Some knives are longer, some knives are shorter, sometimes they're rounded, sometimes they're perfect. It's not a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach. Since it's not a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, therefore he says it's not a problem. The Maitre Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmir for such a thing. Now, any knife, which is, when you got for your chasana, one of these wooden bricks, and have five different size knives inside, think of the slightest idea of why you need five different knives. And most people just keep it there on their counter and they don't even use it. To use one knife more than another knife, L'Chol, it's hard to say that's considered Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, unless you mamish know what it is and it's clear what you're doing is a maisa of this mamish, nothing different in the knife, just the length of the knife, then it's hard to say that such a thing would be considered a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, Befrat, La'or, the Aruch HaShulchan. Something looks different, it's a hakmesser, it's either like a cleaver or the way this is. Some that's some tight shit, or which just look like a meat cleaver. It's a different type of thing. It's clearly looked defined as something. You see it as something which is used specifically for chopping. Then you could get into it. But just a bigger knife or a smaller knife is not that good. I wouldn't think that makes a difference. That'd be clearly defined. Manicure to everybody. It's unique. Now, what's the story with using a slicer? Slicer brand slicer. They have these plastic box where the top, you could pull off the top, and there's a blade inside, a round blade, which is like a grid. They have a bigger piece of grid and smaller piece, a smaller grid. And you put down a vegetable, you close the top, and it pushes down. It's a plastic piece, which is the contours of the plastic piece fit exactly inside of that grid, and it pushes down the vegetable and cuts it into 10 nice slices, or 20, or 30, or 40 nice little cubes. All at once. Is that considered a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach, or is it not a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Kach? Now, once again, you could just say that L'Chol, that's something which is used as in the preparation of food. That's like an egg slicer. Or it's more than that, because then your mom is preparing, most people don't bring that out to the table. That's when you're preparing a salad, you're sitting down to prepare a salad. There, your mom is using that to. There's nothing miyuchad about it. It's a bunch of knives, really. It's knives that are matim, exactly, they're pieces of plastic that protrude on one side and nine on the other side, they fit into an exact grid, can then that's miyuchad. The only question is there a problem of teichin there in the first place? Are they small enough to be a problem of teichin in the first place? That we'll get to in a second. What's the story of with cutting up something into long thin slices? Is that a problem of, like we said before, with the cheese? Just getting back to that. Are you allowed to cut something into long thin slices? Slice cheese, slice egg. So they bring a raya from Rashi and Daf Ayin Daled, for those who went weiter a little bit. Ahu David Chalsa, somebody makes a chalsa, chai mishum achas esrei, shleish esrei. Somebody makes a chalto, which is a type of basket. He's chai 11 chatois. One of the chatois that's mentioned, says Rashi, is teichin. What's the teichin? You're taking the reeds and you're cutting the long reeds into strips, into thin strips. Cut it into two or three, says Rashi, you're chai vat teichin. Now over there, you only cut it in one direction. You didn't cut it in two directions. Therefore, you have, at the end of the day, you have very thin, very long reed, pieces of reed. We see from there that even if you don't cut it in all directions, you're not left with a little tiny cube. Nevertheless, the shayach to be over on its teichin. That they want to be medayik from Rashi, the Tzemach Tzedek and Mishnayis, and medayik down in Rashi. That's how Rabbi Yashav goes, Darcha Shabbos brings down that lechari of a raya from Rashi, that there's a problem of teichin even in such a case. Ramosha was asked this question, is there a problem? Teichin, chelik dalet, ayin dalet, teichin. And he says, Hagam that Rashi says that it's a problem of teichin, that's only by reeds, non-food items. There, the way of preparing them is, if you cut them into tiny little cubes, then you ruined it, you destroyed it. The proper way of being teichin it, of grinding it, preparing it for its use, is by cutting into very thin strips. Therefore, there's a problem with teichin. Mashiach, when it comes to food, there, the teichin is not cutting into long, thin strips. And therefore, it's going to have a different halacha. The food is going to be different than non-food items. That's the chur, the mashmoyis, also of Rashi later on. That's the truth. Rashi says earlier that by cutting up pieces of wood for firewood, the haver esh, the chur, you're not dicing it up into tiny little pieces. You're cutting up into twigs. Nevertheless, that would be teichin when it comes to non-food items. When it comes to food items, then it's different. Shailah is, what is Rashi himself hold? I was wondering if there's a diuk in Rashi. Rashi says, when he says parm silka, he says mechatchay hadik. And if you look at the Rambam says mechatchay dak-dak. Is there a difference between dak and dak-dak? So it could be that there is no difference, and it could be that there is a difference. That hadik is, you cut it dak, you're cutting it only one direction, horizontally or vertically. And you cut it dak-dak, you're cutting it in two directions, dak-dak. And therefore, it's problematic. How much could you buy from that? I don't know what the question is. But, what? Oh, so it would be Rashi Lishitase. You wouldn't have a raya then. We would say that Rashi Lishitase, Ken Zayin, that Rashi, without remission. Rashi holds that long thing things, like the way that Rabbi Yashav learned, look like it would be very gishmak, if that's the way that Rashi learned. Lamaisa, halach lamaisa, even if Rashi did say that, halach lamaisa, we'd say, mechadach yarek dak-dak. That's the lashon that's brought down. Like the lashon of the Rambam, you wouldn't be able to buy from that. Either way, what's that? Is he being No. He's not. If we're being medayik dak, the question is. Yeah, but later on by Chalsa also we find that the Kimdumani that he also is machmir later on. Reino Chananu. This question I learned Reino Chananu. Hashem learns one way. But Rashi, l'chur, that's the pashtus. The pashtus in Rashi, the Rabbeinu Chananu, none of the Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Chananu in Parim Soka. No one learns like Rabbeinu Chananu Lamaisa with both of them shatim. They quote one of them. The other one, l'chur, they learn not that way. They're not learning Daf Yisisha. So Rashi that learns, and the Shita that holds cutting something up into small pieces is problematic, he says cutting into thin and small, thin and long is also problematic. Therefore, one should refrain from doing that according to Rashi. However, Ramesh is Mekel, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is also Mekel, he has a tshuva in Mincha Shleimah, Tzadi Aleph, Yud Gimel, it's also brought down in the new Madura of the Shemir Shabbos Kachasa. He's Mekel, that's not a problem. And Befrat, like we're going to see, that it's not so pashit that the pieces that you're cutting up are that thin to be a problem of Teichin, and you're doing it some of the Suda generally, then Lachar, in such a case, for sure, there's no reason to be Machmer, and you'd be able to cut it up into thin slices.
Even with the clean
Mikhlakach. Even with the clean Mikhlakach. Lachar, if it's not small enough to be taken. Afterwards, we're pressed for time. Good horror. They bring a ride from cheese. That's one of the things we bring up. Now, what's considered chatichas dakbeis? Sifyut beis. Hamachatech hayerek dak tak chayv mishum teichin. Sometimes hamachatech hayerek dak tak as chayv mishum teichin. Hagav udun das lachach yeregis charuv nei zakenim dafka peretz kedoyim. Avmut lafar lechem lefnei atar negayim. So if I nitchen yilach shein teichin after teichin. Now, what does it mean chatichas dak tak? Now, the Machaber Lamai says machmer by all yerakos. Anything that you want to dice up, not like roivid rishonim, lachar will come out. Not like the Rambam, not like the Rosh, not like Tesis. Rather, like the Shittas that hold the Sman, the name of that it's Shaykh, by all food items, it's Shaykh to have Teichin. He says you're not allowed to cut them up, Dak Dak. What is Dak Dak? Says the Bir Alacha, it's not clear what Dak Dak is. The Reim says that it's not clear. It says a little interesting lashon of the Bir Alacha. Kol Zeh Le'inin Chiyuv. To cut it up, dak dak is a problem of chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv, but there's an isser. What is there? I'm not sure. The kvar kotz b'sev yireim la reiv lezmi mitz. The shir dakus and loy noyd alanu. Chin mash from beisayis the hitzik linin heter keshlando shiase chatiyos gedeles b'miktas gam yasem chesuda. When you're cutting something up, dak dak, you have to be very careful. And therefore, cut it up into a little bit bigger pieces. And it should also be samach lasudo. The shayla is if it's going to be samach lasudo, if it's going to be bigger pieces, then it's not teichin anymore. So why does it have to be samach lasudo? Once you're out of the dak dak, then it's not teichin. Once it's not teichin, then it doesn't have to be samach lasudo. What is it? You need dak. It should be mixed as chura lulei de mesafin amino. The mashmaya is the Beis Yosef when he's trying to master it. He says that there are a number of rishonim that say that the only problem of teichin is dafke dak dak. Rambam says it. Rashi is medayik that way. Tosafot Kuf Yudal says that. So therefore, if you get it out of dak dak. Even though Ken Zayin other sheets of Rishonim that don't mention that stuff. It is a problem of Teichin, but I'm chapping another Shita, and therefore do it Samach L'Suda, so you have the Rajba. And even if you don't have the Rajba, nevertheless, you have all the other sheets of Rishonim that say that it's not a problem as long as it's not Dak Dak. So Kum says that there's really three levels of cutting up vegetables. There's Dak Dak, which is problematic. There's huge, which is not a problem with Teichin Bechlal, and there's something in between. It's problematic according to certain Rishonim, and not according to others, and that's what you should do with Chatchila. Practically, what does this mean? What everybody wants to know, what's the size of cutting up vegetables? What's often quoted is the lashon of the Chazon Ish in Zayin. He says that you should do it, Hainu yoytzi rimash regilim. It's bigger than what's usual. What does that mean? So we'll go take a poll. I don't know. Chaim Yankel does it one way, Shimon does it the other way, Pinchas does it the third way. Every person likes their salad differently. What's the... Lachari doesn't mean to say that every person has to do it bigger than they usually do it. If you do it, you cut up big chunks on a regular weekday, there's no question of taking. You don't have to make it even bigger. You cut your carrot in half, you have to leave whole carrots now on Shabbos. There's no, we're not in the parasha b'chlal. In a case where you're generally dicing up a salad into something which is very small, then do it bigger than you would do it for a regular salad. But kogam that you're not doing it, there's no din to do it. Every person has to do it bigger than they usually do it. It shouldn't be, it should be k'tzas yeser gadol from dak dak. Now, what is that lamaisa? That's also still not exactly clear. Rabbi Falk says something in his sefer, in his new sefer, in one of the aras. He says that nearly, that anything which is bigger than 5 millimeters, 5 millimeters by 5 millimeters by 5 millimeters, is out of the parsha of dak dak. Then with dak dak, you have to remember is that it's zeim l'teichin, similar to pulverizing something into minute particles. If you cut something up the size of a pieces of sugar and salt, that we get down as teichin. Once you're getting to 5 millimeters by 5 millimeters, then it's already out of the parasha of teichin. Just want to see what 5 millimeters is. You know anybody that cuts up their salad this small? This is 5 millimeters. What's that? There you have it. So if you cut your cucumbers and tomatoes this size, the slicer. If everybody knows the slice that we spoke about beforehand, has two blades. The smaller blade, I measured it last night, is 6 millimeters. Between blade to blade. It's not even this small. Now, it seems to be a chiddush. Why does it seem to be a chiddush? Because the Yireim is screaming that we're not Bekiyim, and therefore you have to be very careful. But Lachur Misvara, he's right. Because if you want to be Madama to Teichin, then Lachur, it has to be something that's very, very close to Teichin. It has to be that it's in the parasha of Teichin. Anything which is generally lulei de mesafin amino, and I found Baruch Hashem that the Orlistein says the salads that are cut up. He says generally the people. You're telling me maybe people who don't cut up salads are cut up this small. Everything there are always at the end when you're cutting up a cucumber, you nick the end, and therefore besides the tiny little small pieces, That's maybe you could down on that those pieces are tiny. But generally, most people aren't sitting there dicing up this small, their salads are this small. If you look at yeshiva salads that they cut up, they cut it up, probably cucumbers are between 5 and 6 times this. The smallest cucumber is 5 or 6 times this size. Most people on the regular salads are not cutting it up. So as long as you're not cutting it up into very small, certainly you want to cut it up a little bit bigger than you usually cut up, the seder. But if you usually cut up into a decent sized piece, then the chur, there's no reason to be machmer on Shabbos, cut it up even bigger than that, the chur, that's not going to sit nichlal in dak dak. Now, the mashmois is, that's also some other places say this, a number of places say this, that every food is really different. The same way Al-Darach or Ramesha said that the same way non-food items are different than food items, so to every food item. If you're going to cut up garlic into salad, like some people do, you're never going to dare cut up a piece of garlic the same size as you cut up a piece of cucumber, or else no one's going to get near you. So, zikr, you're cutting up into smaller places. The derech of dak-dak of certain things is to cut it up into teichin is different for certain things more than others. The garlic itself starts off smaller than some of the pieces. Some pieces of garlic start smaller than the final product of your whatever you cut up. Each thing, if you must show, to cut each thing a little bit bigger than you're starting off.
And what's the shear of 5 millimeters then?
The shear of 5 millimeters is out of the parsha of dak dak. That's not even well. No, so according to him in a Hanami, you don't have to go into that. Anything which is generally, you're not cutting off anything which is that small. And Bechlal, Befrat, that we're talking about, that it's Samach L'Sudo, therefore Be'etzem we have the heter of La'alter, even though if you don't want to live Samach L'Chatchila, but if it's Mistaver, that you're out of the parasha, L'Chir, you don't have to worry about that. Now, afterwards, I'm sorry. Now, cutting up something into small pieces and it's still connected at the other side, is there any side that that's a problem? I saw somebody who's Mer, that maybe that's problematic. Like some people do that with potatoes. They cut up a potato into slices and still attached at the bottom. It just looks nice. It starts. Is that a problem? Where's the common? By mango. Some people do that with mango. They slice a slice of mango and then you cut out into like a grid and you pick it up and it looks beautiful. Are you allowed to do that? Is that a problem of teichin if the pieces are too small? L'chur, if it's all mechubur, I don't know how you can say that it's a problem of teichin. It's teichin on the top and it's mechubur to the bottom. L'chur, being chiddush, should say that should be a problem of teichin. I don't see. Generally, in that case, you also don't cut up into such small pieces. L'chur, it's hard to say that that should be a problem of teichin. Now, the halal. Halal, I'm sorry. I'm going to get thrown out of here. Halal, the Ramah brings down two other halachas right after this. He brings down the halacha of Ein Teichin Achar Teichin, and he brings down the halacha of L'Tzarech La'alter. It's interesting that he brings down these two halachas one after the next, because L'Chor, they're stira to one another. The Rashba doesn't hold of Ein Teichin Achar Teichin. He says the only time they let the fire pass is Dafka La'alter, and Pasha the Smaim doesn't hold of the heter of the Rashba. In fact, he didn't say it. He says that the reason why it's Mutter is Ein Teichin Achar Teichin. Even without that, L'Chor, we Mutter from L'Tzarech La'alter. Could have said. Mashmoy says they don't hold of each other. Nevertheless, he brings down each halacha. Now, what's Pshat in Ein Teichin Achar Teichin? L'Chor, the Achorin Marmar, that Ein Teichin Achar Teichin sounds like Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. But by Bishul, we know that if it's Bishul, the Bishul Rishon, then we don't have a din of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Like was mentioned last week, if you cook meat and then you cook it a second time, that's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. You didn't two-way for anything the second Bishul. But if you cook water, you boil water, and then it cools down, you lost the original cooking of the water, the mila of the it being boiled, then the halacha is Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. Mamela, if you take flour and you make it into bread, you lost the mila of the tchina, l'chor, why shouldn't it be shayach teichin achar teichin? Says the Chazanish, Vaisoi, that Ein Teichin Achar Teichin is not like Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. And it's really, it's just a cliche, but it doesn't really mean Ein Teichin Achar Teichin. Rather, it means that the only time that you have Teichin is dafka by a froda of a davar, which is a chibur tiv'i. Something which is naturally together, to separate it, that's a problem of Teichin. Something which is put together on Yidei Bnei Adam, there's no problem of Teichin. The Mashmois is that Ein Chibur Bnei Adam Chibur. Chibur Bnei Adam Lav Chibur. He actually quotes it in the very the paragraph right before him, he quotes this lashon. It's a general klal, but you get to Tumavatar, but you get to Kama things that Chibur Ne'odim Lav Chibur. If we don't look at it as a Chibur, even though to you it looks as a Chibur, it's not done as a Chibur, Mela, you're being taken something which is already Nitchan. It's best and separate. We don't look at it as together. Not only that, says the Chazanish, even if it was never Nitchan, it could be there was never ground before him. If it was put together by a human being, then there's no problem of Teichen Echer Teichen. The Chur, according to. Well? Even if it's never ground. Sorry. The Lechur was going to come out according to this. is even in a case where it seems that it's mispatel the tchina legamri, nevertheless, there would be no problem of teichin achat teichin, like pas, and what would be like by chocolate, l'chera. The same way that by chocolate, also, you take your cocoa bean and you grind it down, you get cocoa powder, then you mix it together with all types of ingredients, you mix it, and you solidify it, and you turn it into chocolate. L'chera, that is also chiv v'nei adam, and there should be ein teichin achat teichin according to this svara. The problem is that there are certain cases, before in the Yerushalmi, like by metal, it seems that by metal, the Rambam says to sand down, to shave down metal, would be a problem of teichin. Even though originally it didn't start off as a metal piece, it was little pieces of metal that were put together that were melted down and formed into a metal rod, and then it was shaved, and then you're shaving it down. Over there, it seems that the price will understand where you shave something down, and then you melt it down and you return it to its exactly original state. You put it back in the exact matzah as it was before, and then for sure that's in the bottle of the shem teichin. Everybody's going to agree in such a case. You have a metal rod and you shave it down and you turn it back into a metal rod, so then there's no difference. It's only if you have chitin and then you turn it into flour and you mix it back with something else and you stick it together, then you could down on it. Question is, what's chocolate? Is chocolate more similar to the metal rod or is chocolate more similar to the piece of challah? Seems that the Paiskim are chorlik in there. Baruch HaShabbos wants to be machmer, even ladas the chazon ish in chocolate. Shmur Shabbos also says no, chocolate is mutter. I would have thought that l'chur, the fin chazon ish chocolate should be more than with the pas. Not only that, we have another pshat also in Yibish Lachar Bishol. The goin is mitzayin at Tesefto. That says, ein moilalin es ha-moilal, u-mitzin es ha-mitziya, v-oifin es ha-ofui, u-mavashin es ha-mavushum. The moilalin es ha-moilal means that it's teichin, you're mashing, you're crushing it in between your fingers. Now, from the fact that the Tesefta puts them all together, it's mashma that they all have the same gather. The Shvisa Shabbos brings down this goin, and he says, mashma, he says, that is the same din as Bishol Achar Bishol. And the same way that when it's Bishol the Bishol, then there's Bishol Achar Bishol. So doing this Bishol the Tchino, and you turn it back into, you take dirt, and you crush it up, and then you stick it back together, and you turn the mash back to the same thing, then it's going to be Shaykh Teichin. Memela, so too over here, it's going to be Shaykh Teichin. Techen Achar Teichin, we bring back. He says, what's with pas? How come by pas? We don't say that. Since it goes by pas, you don't two-wave anything when you crush it up. We should say it's batal shem teichin. No, it's not batal shem teichin. Why? Because by chitin, when you crush it up, you turn it into flour, you prepare it for something. But by bread, when you crush it up and you turn it into breadcrumbs, what do you prepare it for? What did you two-wave with the teichin? You haven't two-wave anything with the teichin. Therefore, since you haven't two-wave anything with it, therefore we don't look at it as the maitza of teichin. As opposed to something which, if you turn it back to the matzah that it was before, and then you did two wife, you're going to two wife how you did the tchina. See that. Also, chocolate would be mutter. So, the chur to shave shavings of chocolate onto your ice cream on Shabbos with a peeler. Even if you hold the peeler, klish lachla iser. Nevertheless, mutter le tzarkuf mekaymai. And be able to shave your chocolate or crush it down with a knife on top of your ice cream. This is all with regard to teichin achar teichin, something which was put back to its original state. What's with teichin achar teichin? You ground something, you want to ground it up even further. The Chazon Ish of the Siachas today at the end of the shtekel, and he seems to be mitzadeh that in a chanami, that would be like Bishol. The same way that if you cook something to Michael Ben Rusoi, chayev chatas. Nevertheless, if you cook it after Michael Ben Rusoi to Bishol Tarkoi, you're chayev al Bishol again, yesh Bishol Asher Bishol, because you did more of a Bishol than you did beforehand. The only time we say in Bishol Asher Bishol is if you cook it totally, then it gets cold, and you cook it totally again. If you only cooked it halfway, and then you cook it another halfway, then it's not a problem. Then it is a problem of Bishol. You're going to be chayev. So do by teichin. If you cut something up into small pieces, and then you grind it up, you're going to be chayev. That's mashmaisa egleital also, you're going to be chayev. Which would mean that if you take your sugar and you want to turn it into confectioner sugar, you would not be able to grind it again unless you use the kata de sakino, ukadema, then you have a heter, like we said, anything else. If you're desperate for your Hanukkah party, you have a way out. We're going to leave it for now. According to the Chazon Ish, according to Shvi'ish Shabbos, if you have a clump of chumis or something like that, that got stuck to your bench or stuck to your clothing, if there's no problem with leaven on your clothing, then there's l'chur, no problem to, if it got dried out and it's hard, there's no problem to brush it off, even though it's going to crumble, because that would say in Teichin Achar Teichin. You have both the time of Shvi'ish Shabbos and the time of Chazon Ish, both of them apply l'chur to chumis, which is put together by human beings, and it's like bread and that, zayim to that, there would be no problem of Teichin Achar Teichin. The Tzurich La'altar, the last halacha here, is the Rashba. The Rashba says that to be taken something the Tzurich La'altar is not a problem. Now, the Rashba says, he learns this with regard to His question was with regard to feeding birds. Are you allowed to feed birds bread? Are you allowed to crumble it up? Doctor, yes, you're allowed to crumble it up. It's not a problem because since it's la'alter, the same that by bird we find that it's mutter l'tzarech la'alter. So too by teichin we hold that it's mutter l'tzarech la'alter. Shel Gimurim says that l'chor we never find the heter by teichin, we only find it by bird. And therefore, there's no heter by teichin. The mashmoy says there's no heter by teichin, there's only heter by bird. Now, the lashon of the Rashbi is the reason why it's mutter. It's because loy asra atera loy asra la adam lechol machalei chatiches gedolei tekshanei. The Torah did not ask a person to eat his pieces of food chatiches gedolei tekshanei, which would the mashmoit is that it's only when you're cutting it up a little bit. If you're cutting it up, then it's chatiches gedolei tekshanei. There's no problem. Let's say you want to grind it. Do you have a heter? Maybe it's maduric, then it would be awesome. The problem is that the Rashba seems to say not that way. The Rashba says you're allowed to be mafar bread for Tana Greenland, which is mashmi, your mom is crushing it up. However, l'halacha l'maisel, the Chazanish, or l'halacha, the Chazanish says that the Rashba never mattered to be toichin something with a real tchino. He never mattered with tzurich la'alter to grind something up, or to mash something up. He's really coming off of Tesefta, which seems to say that l'hedya, this Tesefta is quoted in the Ramah. Also, l'achtech Gregoris says, also l'rasek, Gregorius Charuvim Lifnei Azakenim. Lifnei Azakenim is Maduric that it's mashma they're sitting down to eat. And even so it says Osel Arasik. Why? They're sitting down to the altar. Elamai is the difference between Risuk and the difference between cutting up into small pieces. Happens to be not everybody holds Risuk means that way. Like the Goin says, on Sifid Beis, Risuk means cutting up into pieces. Nevertheless, the way that the Chazanish goes is that the heter of the altar is only because the Torah didn't ask you to eat it in big pieces or small pieces. You're changing it into a different thing. You're mashing it. You're grinding it. That's not considered. That's not nitfalt of the ma'isa achila, and therefore we don't look at it as the ma'isa achila. And there's no heter. Hence, the Chazanish says that you're not allowed to mash a banana, even the tzarech la'alter, for a baby that needs to have a mashed banana. You're not allowed to mash it for a baby, even the tzarech la'alter, because it's mashing is not mutter l'tzarech la'alter. Now, the steam of the poiskim is that they were not mechalak between mashing and not, like we mentioned before, except for the Chazanish, except for the Magen Avraham, according to the way the Chazanish learns it. But none of the other places did we see Lechera or Mechalik in this. Can that even the Rav Asher mashing like that? The Mishnah Berurah we said earlier with regard to the salt, he says that you're not allowed to crush salt even for using right away with a Machteshes, because it's Kli Miyuch L'Kach. He didn't say that the reason is because La'alter we don't have a heter of grinding. Mashma without the fact that it's Kli Miyuch L'Kach, it's not a problem. You may have a heter of grinding. Elamai, the Mishnah Berurah understood that there's no difference cutting into small pieces for the altar or grinding and mashing, pulverizing for the altar, all at the same thing. If you look at the Remoishin in Chelek Dalet, Ayin Dalet, in Hilchos Teichin, he's Marich Keneged the Chazanish, and he says that L'chor the Chazanish is Shiti Yechida. He says it's Mavur in the Ramah and in the Goyin and the Magen Avraham, except for the fee what the Chazanish was Masik, he says in the Magen Avraham. And in Mishnah Berurah and in Aruch HaShulchan, all not like the Shulchan Aruch. And all not like Magen Avraham, Pribogadim, Gra, Graz, Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan. That's what he quotes. All connected to the Chazanish. So L'chor is the Shiti Yechida. Mimela, there's no problem, there's no difference. If Kokam has a tzarech la'alter, then it's not a problem. It's up there. Not only that, even the Chazanish should be maskim that it should be mutter. Why? The Chazanish alone should be maskim. Because the only time that it's shaykh treichin is by something which you cut up into small little pieces. Grinding, I can understand that's a problem. But when you're turning one mass into a mushed mass, it's a single mass which is remaining as a single mass, that's not treichin. And therefore, a banana doesn't turn into, he says, I tried it myself. He says, a banana is not like gregris and charuvim that turn into little pieces, even though afterwards the liquid and the moisture mixes it, mashes it, turns into a single entity. But he says, the banana the entire time, it's all one piece, it's all one mass, and therefore there's not shy to have teichin. This is where he's ma'ar in the Chazanish. According to the Chazanish that says that a banana is a problem of teichin, then the chori shouldn't be able to use the back of his spoon either. Because since the derech to mash a banana is with a fork, so then the back of his spoon is not two shinui, it's only one shinui down. Therefore it should be also the chalpachas midar abanam. Lamaiso, at the end of the day, Ramosha says, and this is getting back to our Agdama that we started out with. Ramosha says, even though he says, the Chazanish is Shiti Yechido, and he says, even according to the Chazanish, Cheshbin, it shouldn't work out. And he goes, Keneged him, and he doesn't understand the entire Chazanish, and Chazanish alayna should be Mutter. At the end of the day, he says, if you could be Cheshbin for the Chazanish, you should be Cheshbin for the Chazanish. Even though it's Keneged, it's Shiti, it's Keneged all the Chazanish. He says, if you could do it, if you could mash it, Tanya. The Chazon Ish understood that you're not allowed to mash a banana even for right now. Ramosh understood you're allowed to mash a banana even for lachar zman. Mashing a banana is not a problem of teichet. Nevertheless, he says, even when you're doing it for now, you should be choishish for the Chazon Ish, and if you can do it with the back of a knife, it's better to do it back of a knife. He says, if it's kosher, if it's too hard for you, then you could do it with the regular part of the... That's exactly the nekuda that we said before. If you could chop another shito, and it's not mi'oitsoiv, why not chop another shito? It's hard, it's kosher, it's a tzarech gadol, whatever it is, then in a chanami, you could be meikol. According to this, also l'chur, that was the price they bring down. The Shemar Shabbos Yechasa and the Aruch HaShabbos, they bring down that you shouldn't take a avocado and spread it out, mash it by spreading it out on top of your bread. Because rather you should mash it up with the back of the handle of a knife, and then spread it out on your bread. But if you take a piece of the avocado and you smear it over your bread, then you're really mashing it like that, and you're not mashing it in an oifen of a shinui, and therefore once you refrain from doing that. According to Rav Moshe, l'chor avocado is like a banana, and therefore it should be mutter b'ikad adina. But kokama that you have the yichel to do it in a different oifen, even Rav Moshe is saying that l'chadchil you should do it in a different oifen. It's too hard for you to say it, don't. But if it's not too hard, according to Rav Moshe, you could slice thin slices of avocado also. According to other people, maybe you can't slice thin slices of avocado. You slice it, according to Rashi, you can slice thin slices of avocado, and that's not a problem. Chatchila, you should be able to, if you could, b'chayish v'lelish yitzaz. If not, not. Now, l'chur, taking a banana with a spoon, scraping away at a banana with the top of a spoon, l'chur, that's also a shinui l'lizim estafin amina. That's not the way that a person would grind something. And I saw the Chotshoni Taka says that. So it's not a problem to scrape. Sometimes you do that for a baby. You take a banana, instead of mashing it up, you scrape a little bit with the top of a spoon. Says that's also not a problem. And you would be allowed to do that. The last halacha is with regard to something which is mevushel already, the same way, al derech, something which is very soft, which is not shayach, toichin, says, it's really halacha later on in the siman, and the Chazon Ish is mazber the halacha, he says something which is mevushel, bishul mafkiyosu mimalecha tchino, kivin shetchinosu neichin. Toichin means that you need to exert effort into being toichin it. Therefore, he says, that's why katan sakino is a shinui, because you have to exert more effort. Something which is so soft, because the gan is bashal, it's not shayach teichin. However, it depends on how soft it is. Ramesh has a tshuva about it. He says, potatoes, after them is bashal. He says, that in economy, it is a problem to mash them. And therefore, you would have to use, you would have to do with the shinui. Something which is so soft, the mamish, like jelly, after it's also in bashal. You let it smear it, even if it's going to smash something out. There, it's so soft, it's not a problem. That would not be a problem of teichin.